I just got a few thoughts today. I didn't know how long they were going to go, but I want to highlight one word with Christmas in mind. You want to give me that mic so you don't stand there? Yeah, I know. One word today that I want to highlight, and that word is appreciate. If you want to give something away, let it begin with this word, this Christmas holiday. One of the best things you can do, and I mean that, the best things you can do is to become good at this, to be one who does it regularly. And when I say regularly, I mean all the time. To be a regular giver of appreciation to the best of your ability. Now, what does appreciation mean, or appreciate mean? Just a little definition, just to get you thinking with me, to sort of woo you and win you, I hope. Appreciate defined means what timing I have. I should be a musician. Maybe if I jumped. To feel grateful for something or someone. We all get that. To something inside happens. It's honest. See, appreciation, a lot of times I think we think good thoughts. They're in our brain, and they don't get to our lips. And it fascinates me. Another one is, all right, that's enough messing around, Jim. Be the pastor. To recognize the qualities of someone or something. All of us have gifts and strengths. We have weaknesses. We never want those highlighted. We're the ones that ought to share those, not others. They don't need to fix us. Nobody here needs to be fixed. Another thought is to understand the importance of someone or something. That's what to appreciate means. And you all knew that before I shared it with you, but I want you to think today. I want you to think about this Christmas season from this day on. Friday's a big day in most of our lives. There's oftentimes a little family dynamics. It's always safe to say we'll leave it at that. But I think when we talk about appreciation, I'm not just talking about people. First, I think we ought to appreciate Jesus, first and foremost. And when someone starts doing this in their life, this is what our church is all about. We want to help you begin to understand what it means to appreciate Jesus. And once somebody begins to do that, at that point we begin to, at least in a beginning way, listen to him. To listen to his promises. Listen to some of his calls in our life and the claims that he made. And we can begin at that point to see Jesus for who he really is. And what he offers us. Beginning to appreciate Jesus is one of the greatest moves you could ever make in your life, by far. The next pick gives us a clear reason to appreciate Jesus, most certainly. And we saw it in the play, and it's maybe our key verse for today. Luke 2:11. It says, today, this day, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Now, who's the Savior been born to? A Savior. It's been born to you, and to you, and to you. This is personal. This Savior is available, yes, to even you. This is what Christmas is all about. And what does it say? He is the Messiah. The sent one of God, the one that can save you from your sins. We not only need to appreciate Jesus, but we also need to appreciate others. And most of us here know that when a fellow of the law came up to Jesus and he asked him, he said, what is the most important commands in the Bible? What's the most important thing for me to do? If you came to any coach, you could sit down with that coach. And you can say, Coach, what is the most important thing? You know me. You're the one in charge of me. What are the most important things that I can work on? And the player that listens and begins to do that gets better. And he said to this man, the two most important things are to love God with all that you are. We all know that. And the second thing, what is it that he said? He said to love others what? That was meek. He said to love others as? Good timing. Yourself. And And, you know, he changed things up on us, and we saw it a month ago. He no longer wants you to love others as yourself. It's changed. You were there at the Last Supper with us for a long, long time, and we're still in the middle of it. This is a really long Last Supper. He said, I want you to now love others as I have loved you. Forget the love that you have for yourself. It needs to be better than that. He wants us that follow him. He wants us that have embraced him to love others with his kinds of love, which is sacrificial. It's all in all the time. Are you ready? It appreciates all the time. It may say difficult, hard words to say because it appreciates so much. It's not love others as you love yourself. It's love others as I have loved you. Now, to appreciate others demands action. It doesn't just happen, and you all know it right now. You're all just a little bit guilty. You got that little feeling you get with me. You know, you love me and you hate me. More love than hate, though, right? Last Thursday, I got a card in the mail from my brother-in-law. I talked to the high schoolers about this. This is it. Came in the mail. He's a guy just like me. He's like a year younger than me, and he reminds me all the time. And he's in better shape, and it bothers me. I'm not very appreciative of it. But I want to show you in a small way what normal people can do to normal people, which is me and him. So I'm put the note. That's why I brought my glasses. It's a good thing. This is the note he sent me right here. This is what I got in the mail. Like, guys don't write each other notes. He wrote me a note. Let me read it to you. Jim, it's me. It seems like we were just in the desert opening up the NFL together. We go every year, Sunday and Monday, and all those football games and a great dinner or two and have a wonderful time away in our desert world. Remember, Jesus often went to the desert. That's why I have a home in the desert. I'm a follower. Is that too much for you? All right, let me go on. The fall was a whirlwind for both of us, but in spite of the tensions and oft-time chaos that seems to swirl around everyone, there's nothing quite like this time of year, especially when you're able to share it with a good friend. That's Jim. He says, while the evening news may bring nothing but more fear to many lives, Christmas, on the other hand, brings not only a focus and clarity to our priorities, but peace and optimism, as well as we are reminded that he is with us, he being Jesus. He says, I always want to take a moment at Christmas to say thank you for your friendship. This is a man talking to another man. I want to thank you for the friendship that you bring to my life. You remind me all year long that he indeed, Jesus, is with us, with joy in Christ, Greg. Small note, I'm not really a note writer. I'm not writing him one back because I live in the truth. I'm a college-educated C student, and I spell too many words wrong when I write. I'm a verbal appreciator, and I'm pretty good at that, but folks, I want to get better because it's such a big deal. His note valued my friendship with him, from him to me. It said loud and clear that I am important to him, and that he's glad I'm in his life. Greg appreciated me. And it touches us when somebody does. This morning, I got another slide for you. My son is at Mammoth. He's a snowboard instructor. He spent all day on Thursday, I think it was, with a kid named RJ from Manhattan Beach. And Matt is such a hustler, those of you that know him. He takes videos of the kid and sends it to his parents so he can get tips. So I get some of them. And I sent this to Matt this morning. This is a picture of our Christmas tree at our house. I made sure everything was clean because my wife didn't know I was going to do this. There's a few things on the sink, I think. Sorry about that. But I sent this to my kid who's going to come home for 17 hours Christmas Eve. Because he's working Christmas Eve day and the day after Christmas. I said, hey, Matt, our tree this year. Because he's grown up in our home. And, you know, Christmas is pretty cool around our house. So excited you get to be with us. That you're going to be here. Small little touch. Just a touch. Just a touch. I know, it's a good touch. I'll never forget October. And most of you in this room are the ones who did it. Joe made this corny little video about me. Matter of fact, it actually mocked me in Pastor Appreciation Month a little bit. Remember? You were here? At the end, you two were sitting right there, and Tom and Deb were right here, and it was still dark, and I was sort of sick. I walked up, and Tom jumped to his feet and started clapping. And all the rest of you joined in, and I was so touched. You never have to do that again, ever. It's done, but I'll never forget it in my life. I felt so much love by you. It's not appropriate to, you can stand up and clap for them, not me. We'll stand up and clap for Jesus. I'll never forget that moment in my life. And please trust me, you never need to do it again because it's already done. You collectively, on the spur of the moment, really, really appreciated me and overwhelmed me. And I think maybe I should be a rock star because I guess they get it all the time. Now, the last slide for today. Each of us is really the innkeeper who decides if there's room for Jesus or not. And we want you to make room for him. When you do, it begins to change everything. You actually can hear him. You can hear his claims, his promises. You begin to take him in. You can begin to shift your life, not because you need to clean it up, although most of us can and should, certainly. But it's all about him, knowing him, being in relationship with him, and it really, really is available. Appreciation is so powerful when you begin to give it to Jesus and to others. When someone shows appreciation, it helps us move beyond challenges and beyond problems. We're not supposed to do this thing called life alone. That's why the greatest command. That's why we're to love others as he loved us. I'm going to close with this illustration, sort of a funny one, at least to me. One day a farmer's donkey fell into a well. You may have heard about this. The animal cried for hours as the farmer sort of bayed like they do. I'm not going to make the noise. As the farmers tried to figure out what to do, they didn't know what to do with their donkey that was deep in the well. Finally, he decided the animal was old and the well needed to be covered up anyway. It just wasn't worth it to retrieve the donkey. So they were done with the donkey. Tough day for the donkey. He invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. They all grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried louder than before. Then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted down. A few shovel loads later, the farmer finally looked down the well, and he was astonished at what he saw. With each shovel of dirt that hit his back, the donkey was doing something amazing. He would shake it off and take a step. As the farmer's neighbors continued to shovel dirt on top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, everyone was amazed as the donkey stepped up over the edge of the well and trotted off. Here's the moral of the story. Life is going to shovel dirt on you. All kinds of dirt. The trick is getting out of the well, and getting out of the well is to shake it off and to take a step. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells just by not stopping, never giving up. Shake it off and take a step. And don't try to do life alone. Please. Loners end up sad and depressed. We need each other. And we deeply need to appreciate each other. In our own way, with our, I'm not writing Greg a note, but I'm going to call him and tell him, dude, you're a main point in my message. And that's probably the last time you'll ever be. I'm not going to say that. Figure out some creative ways you can appreciate your parents, your kids. Maybe the last Christmas with your mom or dad. You don't know. You never know. You go after appreciation and give the kids the gifts. Don't nix the gifts. Don't tell them, the pastor said, I don't need any gifts. I'm just going to appreciate. But take it to heart, man. Dig that sucker in there deep. Don't let appreciate go. Put it back on the screen, big and loud, Joe. Don't let it go away. I just hurt my hand because I hit my wedding ring. It's like Jesus is saying, will you shut up? What are you looking for, another hand clap? No. No, but I am looking for every one of you to be deadly serious to appreciate those around you. Yeah, they're not perfect. All right, I better stop, huh, Mark? You sense I could go on? Yeah. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for time together, and thanks that we get to be in this room and get to be friends, and friends first and foremost with you. And we want to be people who let you in to our heart and our life and our brain and our emotions in every way we can. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth as a little baby and growing up and dying for our sins. We love you. May we appreciate you and appreciate those around us. We pray in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Play us out, band. Do something, huh? You are dismissed.